Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is Dave, and in this segment, I'm going to do a review on A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place came out this year. It's a PG-13 movie. I actually just saw it last night, so I wanted to get a quick little review on it. It got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is sick. Great freaking score. 8.3 on IMDb. You know, another great score. And I heard great things about the movie. It stars Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. He also wrote the screenplay. Kudos to him. Great writing. He wrote the screenplay. He starred in it and directed in it. And I always say this when that's the case. When somebody writes and directs a film, it always comes out the best. Because the pure vision of the film and the idea is there. You know what I mean? It's not corrupted. It's not diluted and watered down. I don't feel like there should be a democracy when it comes to film. You know, I feel like too many hands in the pot, you know, it makes a mess. You don't make a meal, you just make a mess. So, you know, all the greats do that, you know, from Spielberg to James Cameron, Martin Scorsese, you know, all the best directors, they have full control, you know, of like their movies, Tarantino. So if they come up with a concept, you know, written and directed by, usually Cameron is really big on that too. Usually the films come out fucking amazing. And it seems like that's the case with this movie. I saw it last night, like I said, and I really enjoyed it. I'm a big sci-fi horror guy. And this movie falls along those lines. I like Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt's I think she's a good actress. I wouldn't say great yet, but she's a pretty good actress. I really like Emily Blunt. And I enjoyed the movie. It's PG-13. I tend to not really get into PG-13 films too much. I feel like they're watered down. You know, I'm a rated R guy. I'm a real and rated R guy. PG-13, I just, you know, it's rare that I appreciate a PG-13 film, but they're out there. There's some really amazing PG-13 films. This was one of those films. I mean, it was good. I really don't have a lot of complaints about it. The story, I'm not going to get into spoilers at first. I give you guys fair warning, but the story's pretty run-of-the-mill. It's nothing that we haven't seen before. You know, when you see the movie, it's like, all right, we've kind of seen this story before. It's been done many times, but it was just executed really well. You know, they just did a great job. It had really good writing. It had good twists in the film, good turns. The acting was pretty decent. Who was my favorite actor in the movie? I'm going to say probably Emily Blunt. I think Emily Blunt did the best acting wise. John Krasinski, he did a pretty decent job as the father in the film. But Emily Blunt stood out to me. So what else did I like about the movie? The creature design, it was interesting. I'm going to say something in the spoiler section of this review. I'm not going to say it right now, but I'll come back to that. It was pretty interesting. I don't really have any big complaints about it. Special effects, okay, they were decent, and by no means they were bad. You know, I've seen better special effects, you know, but they weren't bad. They were acceptable. They were believable. What else can I say about the film? I just enjoyed it. Like, was it worth the ticket price? Yeah, it was worth the ticket price to me. Like, if you're bored and you want to see a good, you know, creepy horror flick, A Quiet Place, you know, it's a good movie for that. I felt it was worth the ticket. Would I own it on Blu-ray? That's the ultimate gauge if I like a movie or not. Yeah, I would own it on Blu-ray. You know, if it was like, I always put a price gauge on this, but if it was like $7, I would own it. I would definitely own it. You know, $9.99, maybe. I don't know. I didn't like it that much, but I liked it. I'm just going to give it a letter grade. Get that out the way. So for what it is, horror sci-fi, PG-13, which I'm not really a fan of, I'm going to give A Quiet Place a B+. Now that's a pretty solid score, I know. I feel like it deserves it, you know. It did the best it could could do with PG-13. I know it's kind of difficult to do like a scary horror flick with that rating, but I feel like they did a really good job. I like the writing and I just enjoyed the movie. So that's my non-spoiler review of the film. Let's talk about some spoilers. So the creature design, I feel like the creature design was heavily influenced by Stranger Things. I mean, it looked like a Demogorgon, you know, the Demogorgon's cousin. Demogorgon, like whatever you want to call it. It's the Demogorgon's cousin. That's what the hell it is. It looked just like a Demogorgon. And I really think they were influenced by Stranger Things, but that's okay. I mean, it didn't look bad. It was kind of cool looking. It looked like a cross between a Demogorgon and the Cloverfield monster, but miniaturized. But it was okay. It wasn't bad. What else about the movie? I feel like the dad sacrificing himself was a little cliche. I mean, you saw that coming a mile away, especially when, you know, his wife, Emily Blunt, had this speech with him, like, oh, protect them. You have to. Like, what good are we? Like, you already know they were setting it up, like, for him to die and sacrifice himself. But, you know, is what it is. His scream at the end, it was supposed to be impactful. I mean, it came off a little cringy. It was okay. He dies, you know. It was kind of heartfelt. I get it. But what else can I say about the film, spoiler-wise? Poor raccoon. Poor fucking raccoon. Smashed. They made a lasagna out of that raccoon. Yeah, that was crazy. The baby. The baby crying and the little soundproof box they made for the baby with the oxygen. I thought that was pretty genius, kind of cool. But some scenes I find bullshit. Like, you stand, babies cry, man. Especially newborn babies. Like, you mean to tell me that that baby didn't just bust out screaming? Like, in a lot of those scenes with the Demogorgon. Let's just call it the King Vitamin supermarket brand Demogorgon. You mean to tell me that the fake Demogorgon didn't hear her and the baby and didn't kill them? Come on. Like, you know, it was intense. I understand that some of the scenes were intense and some parts were a little unrealistic, like, okay. But overall, again, I enjoyed the movie. I think John Krasinski is a talented writer and I'm looking forward to his future films. And like I said, I give it a B+ for what it was. So anyway, guys, I think I'm done ranting about this movie. I don't really know what else to say about it. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do. We have a Facebook page. We have Twitter. We're on social media. And until next time, guys, take care.